Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Lieutenant Governor for New York State, Kathy Hochul, is joining us live this morning. Kathy, good morning. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, Susan. Same to you.
Well, you know, very little seems to be coming out of the White House meeting yesterday between Governor Cuomo and President Trump. Of course, New York residents very tuned in to that meeting on the Trusted Traveler program. Is there anything that you can tell us about those discussions?
Well, Susan, I think it's been reported that there was a productive meeting, which is important for us to know. But I want to take a step back before I get to that and just mention the fact that there has been a tremendous amount of disinformation about what's going on here. So I appreciate the opportunity to set the record straight. So what has happened is the governor has initiated the conversation with the president. He went down there and laid out our arguments, which we think deal with their concerns, which is we will make all of our records available to DHS for purposes of doing background checks, which are so important on anyone applying for the Trusted Traveler program. That's Global Reentry, that's the FAST program, and a Nexus card, which so many of us use on a regular basis. So we have said, we understand your concerns. We're willing to make that available, as well as already existing. There's all this information is available to the FBI, and all this information is available to you through subpoenas. So we have addressed any legitimate concerns they have, but what is deeply troubling to us and should be to everyone listening, whether you're a supporter of the administration or not, is that there literally was a leaked memo that said the real reason why this program was suspended is they came up with a list in DHS of ways to punish states that have enacted policies that they disagree with, like our green light law. Those are their words, not ours, Susan. And as an American, to know that our federal government is trying to punish a state because we won't go along with their wishes when there's no legitimate purpose, because we've addressed any legitimate purpose, we're making the information available for purpose of these background checks, that is not unlike what happened in Ukraine. And I think when you try to punish a community, whether it's a state in your own nation or whether it's a foreign country, because they won't do what you want, I think every American should be alarmed by that. We are trying to work through this as rationally as we can. We understand how critically important our commerce with Canada is. I was literally there just a few days ago. This is our lifeblood, and the businesses and our chambers of commerce and everyone standing together to say to do this. But let's call out what's happening here. They are trying to punish us for enacting a law that has nothing to do with what their status premise is, because I will tell you, no one protects the people of the state of New York more than our administration does. Our law enforcement is out there every single day, and the national security and the personal security of our citizens is paramount, and we would do nothing to jeopardize that.
Kathy, I was going to ask if this was the start for a dialogue, and you seem to indicate that in the beginning of your last response. So what then is the next step? Are we waiting to hear from the federal government on whether or not they are concurring with what was said yesterday?
Yes, and the governor was able to lay out the case exactly as I have, that, listen, you want to have background check available, information available from our DMV database to Department of Homeland Security when people are applying for the Trusted Traveler program. And we have said yes, and that has nothing to do with a law that you may or may not agree with, but it is absolutely independent of whether or not someone has a license to allow them to drive here when they don't have legal documentation. That is a law that was passed in order to enhance safety on roads. We now have the data from 12 states where the accident rates have gone down because more people are licensed, which means they took a test, which means they had a road test. The roads are safer and there's fewer accidents because of that. So because of that data, we passed this green light law. But that has nothing, when you think about it, has nothing to do with people who are applying for a federal program that these people, the undocumented people, are not eligible for. So why would we even tie the two together other than, as their own document says, a leaked memo from the Department of Homeland Security by someone good public servant who must have realized that this needs to have lights shed on it, a memo that says they're trying to punish states like New York that have done something they don't want them to do. This is a frightening time in our country, and all of us should be very concerned about what has transpired. But at the heart of it, the governor and I are committed to getting this resolved. We believe that our recommendation, our proposal, our meeting them more than halfway, saying you can have this information, should resolve it. And we truly hope that the governor or the president will do as he said, which is to give us an answer within the week.
All right. We'll continue to follow that and see where it goes and if a compromise can be reached. I want to ask you, too, about County Executive Mark Poloncarz, who announced yesterday the preferred design for a new downtown convention center, the Delaware site, north of Statler Towers. How much has he shared with state leaders on this project?
I think it's premature to be having those conversations. I mean, this is brand new information that there was a study, and I think that was a smart thing to do, is to undertake a survey of the proper properties and whether or not it's feasible, and really to get a price tag. You really can't have conversations about this until we're now talking about a price. And I have tremendous respect for the county executive, and I understand he wants what's best for this county, but certainly, you know, we are in a position of learning more information about this, and we're always willing to have those conversations.
Well, he did come up with the price tag yesterday when he announced this, of $441 million. I'm just wondering, is this something that he has come to the state and asked if the state would get behind this project at all?
No, I think that that's what I'm saying. It's very early. I mean, literally, it was 24 hours ago that we learned that this information was available, and information on a price tag and a location. So that doesn't mean conversations can't occur. So it's just very early in the process.
Kathy, we appreciate the time this morning. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul for New York State.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.